Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Haller. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting third. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Burrott. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher, who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller catches it and throws to first to double up Christopher. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Snider moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Perry moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller strikes out. Gonder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Haller out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrite hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burrite moves to second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Burrite scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks strikes out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Christopher moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barait is 0-for-1 in the game. Barait is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gonder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perry moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haller throws the ball into Cepeda, who tags Moran trying to return to first, for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Brait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brait is 0-for-2 in the game. Brait hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brait for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-2 in the game. Stallard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. Moran scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Mets. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Billy Heft now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou pinch hits for Billy Heft. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-3 in the game. Haller strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keene moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gonder strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrotite is 0-for-3 in the game. Burrotite hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Rowe now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Jay Hook now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mays scores. Bailey moves to third. It's 6-5, Mets. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Cepeda moves to third. It's Giants, 6, Mets, 6. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Hiller moves to second. It's 7-6, Giants. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to third for the out. Pagan moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagan moves to third. Two outs. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Tom Holler. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Harvey Keene now playing right field. Choo Choo Coleman pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 6. The Giants will come to bat. Galen Sisco now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Duke Snider. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonder hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Mays throws the ball into Davenport, who tags Thomas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cannell goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's Giants, 7, Mets, 7. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Giants will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pagan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Brohite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohite is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brohite hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Giants will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is called out on strikes. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Don Larsen now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.